This is KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. This Labor Day feels uncertain than most for workers. The economic pain of the pandemic is being felt across industries. Washington State's largest private employer, Boeing, is particularly hard hit. The company was already dealing with a crisis surrounding its 737 MAX jet when the pandemic led to a big downturn in the aviation industry. Thousands of layoffs have been announced. John Holden is president of the International Association of Machinists, District 751. That's the union that represents the people who build Boeing planes in Washington. He talked with me about the company's situation and what Labor Day means to him. Some people say Labor Day was founded by a union machinist, someone a lot like you. Others say it was founded by a brotherhood of carpenters. Do you have a dog in that fight?
I like to believe that the machinist played an important role there. However, just the fact that we all know it came from unions is important enough for me.
As a union member, how do you hope people think about Labor Day?
Well, I hope that they're able to take some time with their family. I hope that they can reflect upon the rights that we have as workers in our society. And sadly, we're seeing the chipping away at rights and the provisions that support workers. And that I hope people get engaged to support the ways that we can improve those rights for workers.
33,000 or so members in District 751, about 30,000 of whom are Boeing employees. Is that correct?
That is correct. We're certainly seeing layoffs, so those numbers are probably not accurate today, but they were accurate a couple months ago.
Let's talk about Boeing's situation. There's the grounding of the 737 MAX, which is made in Renton. The possibility of 787 production moving from Everett to be entirely in South Carolina. And, of course, the economic downturn and its huge impact on the commercial planes industry, which has meant layoffs at the company. What's at stake for the union in particular at this moment?
Jobs, good-paying jobs, jobs that bring people into the middle class, jobs that help people participate in the economy. These jobs help support many other jobs in our community as well. And I mean, that's what's at stake for us, and that's what's at stake for our members.
I want to ask about the 787 in particular. Boeing says it is studying whether to move production entirely to South Carolina. In your union's newspaper recently, you called that a charade that, quote, may simply be masking a decision that is already made. What happens if the 787 moves out of Washington State?
We've been fighting for that airplane since 2003. We feel we've earned that to work on that airplane. We fought for tax incentives to support the company in order to place that work here in 2003. We fought again in 2009 to maintain that line here in Washington. And now we're fighting for it again. Those are important jobs for our members. And I think it's important for the Boeing company as well. The efficiencies, the experience of the workforce we have here in Puget Sound is second to none. And I think it would be a mistake to lose the capability and capacity of the 787 line and manufacturing here in Washington State.
So what does the union do to address all of this or to at least help people deal with it?
Well, you know, we do what we always do. We have bargained over generations strong recall rights that if members are laid off, they have between 3 and 8 years, depending on their seniority, to be recalled and come back into these jobs. We negotiate educational benefits that help people transition into other work. We apply for Trade Act assistance benefits through the federal government. During these times, it's tough. We support our members in applying for unemployment insurance. Right now, as long as it lasts, we have pandemic unemployment assistance and the TAA benefits. So we help people get on the path for that.
I would imagine that your job in particular as head of the Machinists Union, you know, there are a lot of policies and contract language and then kind of a lot of messy human conversations you're having too, and a lot of interactions with members and kind of this collision of, you know, here's what the language says and here's the real lived experience of the people I represent.
You know that when people are being laid off and they can't see that pathway to support their family, they're in very tough times, and it's our job to help get them through that the best we can. It's very important for us to not shy away from those tough questions, but to give the best answer we can and help people find that pathway.
I don't want to downplay in the least the really tough experience I think a lot of people are having right now, but I wonder if an economic downturn also presents an opportunity for unions.
Well, I do believe that where people aren't represented by unions, they quickly realize they don't have an advocate that is there speaking on their behalf and their whose sole purpose in existence is to represent people and advocate for them. And I feel strongly that unions can have an opportunity to fill that void for many people. Unions provide rights. Rights provide avenues to negotiate better benefits, better pay, working conditions. And they also support things in our society, whether you're represented by a union or not.
There's obviously the pandemic and its economic impact, but there's also this racial reckoning and this moment in our country where we're dealing with a lot of things that we should have been dealing with a long time ago. Where does the labor movement fit in to that?
The labor movement should always stand for equality, should always fight against racism. You can't be a unionist if you're a racist. You can't be a unionist if you're a sexist. You can't really stand for people if you're willing to separate and weaken workers in that fashion. And I think we have a role to play. We must always stand on that side of equality. And I feel strongly about that.
How are you going to spend Labor Day?
You know, Labor Day is a very important holiday for workers, for me personally. I'm going to reflect a little bit on some of the things we're talking about today. So I really appreciate that we get to have this conversation, but I'm going to spend it with my family. And I'm hoping that we're going to have a barbecue. I'm hoping that we're going to enjoy ourselves and take some time off and rest and recharge, because it's always good to reflect on the things that others gave us. Others worked long and hard to provide the things that we have today. Now it's on us to make sure that we fight to maintain and grow those benefits. And so we should rest and recharge and plan our battle for the future.
John, thank you.
Thank you, Ed.